Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of deliverance. An important subject for you to understand because it gets rid of the root problems in your life. We've talked about the fact that it's the responsibility of every believer to cast out demonic spirits. These demons are evil spirits without physical bodies that try to get into people through sin. Sin's the open door. The number one negative influence is our inheritance line from the inherited generational iniquity curses from the sins and iniquities of the forefathers. And we see the fact that these spirits are in the soul or body area. They have to be cast out. They are not in our spirit. That's where God is dwelling. We've seen why we pursue deliverance. And we've talked about how the demonic spirits can enter. We've also talked about Jesus casting them out continually. We saw that he did this on a regular basis. Praise the Lord. And we're talking about the specifics of how we go about casting them out. We've talked about the authority that we have to cast out spirits. And we're talking about the different operations of authority involved in casting them out. Let's kind of put some of this together. Let's talk about the prerequisites for deliverance. First of all, if we're going to receive deliverance, number one, we want to be willing to be free. Everybody says they're willing to be free, but it's more than just I want to be free. It's doing what it takes to get free, which is to cast out all the spirits until they're all gone, continuously driving them all out until you are totally free from everything. And to stay free by walking in line with God's Word. Motive has got to be to serve the Lord, not just get free. If people just want to get free of a problem and they continue in the same area of sin, they will be back in the same situation and even worse will come in the next time. A third prerequisite is to submit and humble yourself to God. We've got to submit. We've got to humble ourselves. And we must eliminate pride. Pride is something that God resists. He resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Another thing is we need to confess and repent of sin. Confession, the Bible says in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We must confess our sins. That brings us in right fellowship with the Lord. And repent means a changing of the mind, a turning around that we're not going to continue in them anymore. And be willing to deal with every area of our life, not just some area that where we have a problem. Let God do a total work in us. A fifth area is absolute commitment to Jesus as our Lord and Master, putting him first place. Sixth would be submission to the pastor and program designed to help you stay free. You know, we need to come under spiritual authority and do what the Word says and act upon it consistently. And as we do it, then we're going to see freedom. Seventh area is coming in faith. We've got to be in faith. We've got to realize these are spiritual enemies. We can't be moved by the natural or by looking at things in the physical. The Bible says that we walk by faith, not by sight. Praise God. Another thing is we must forgive every person who's wronged us or hurt us. If we have any unforgiveness or resentment or bitterness, then we're going to be turned over to the tormentors and the spirits will not have to come out. Another thing is if you've been involved in any kind of occult involvement, you need to renounce any cult involvement in your life and destroy any occult books or literature or artifacts or symbols, anything. You need to get rid of it all. You can't have any abominable things whatsoever. This is very important in order to be set free, because if you continue to hold these things, this can allow the enemies to work in your life. Hindrances to deliverance would be a lack of repentance of sin, including refusing to forgive people. Fear, this is another area. Many people are afraid of demons or afraid of what the demons might do. You don't have to be afraid of anything of the devil. God's given us authority and power over him. God says over and over in his word, fear not, fear not, fear not. We can serve him without fear. Fear is just one of the tricks and tactics of the devil that he brings against people so that they won't pursue deliverance. It's a lie. It's deceptive. Pride's another area. And some people's pride have come along and say, well, I don't want to deal with this, and or I don't have any demonic spirits in me, or, I don't want to look at my problems and deal with this situation. That's pride. We need to put that underfoot. Quit doing what you want to do and start submitting to what God wants. Rebellion's another area. People that just simply rebel against doing the Word. Well, if we rebel against doing the Word, we're going to have problems. We have got to learn to submit to God and do things His way. He said these signs will follow them that believe in my name. They'll cast out demons. We need to obey that. If we don't do it, then we're in rebellion. And this is important to realize. Unbelief's another hindrance. If we won't believe, then we're certainly not going to see the victory. Jesus could do no mighty works in Nazareth because of their unbelief. Certainly we could do no mighty works ourselves as we use the name of Jesus, but that's still not going to work if there is unbelief. Unbelief will stop the power of God from being manifested. Also, a lack of understanding of the fact that these demonic spirits have to be cast out and how they release out. The thing that we haven't talked about, but how do demonic spirits release out of a person? They release out primarily coming out of their mouth like a breath. The word for spirit in the Hebrew and the Greek is the word for breath. And they release out like a releasing of a breath. Normally through like a yawn or a cough or a sigh or some sort of a release of breath. It's not the only way, but it's the primary way that they leave people. And I've been doing this for 13 years, and they've come out of every single person I've worked with in that amount of time, and I've worked with a few thousand people, and they come out of people continually releasing out. It's a very simple process of casting them out. It's nothing to be afraid of. Some of the things you see in the Bible are extreme cases. That's like one out of a thousand or so, but they come out very easily, releasing out as you cast them out, and they are a spirit. They're going to release out with some like a breath leaving a person. Also, hindrance to deliverance would be if they've had wrong teaching, saying that Christians don't have demons, or that, you know, we just don't have to deal with these problems. No, that's the false. The fact is, we do have them. We need to cast them out. We need to get set free. Other people think it, well, this sounds like dealing with all the bunch of unclean things, and it could be messy and having to deal with all these problems. No, that's all deception. You need to realize that this uncleanness going on you is causing problems. You need to cast it out. Then you're going to be cleansed. Then you're going to be free. And when people cast out the demonic spirits and we minister to them, they always experience like a freedom, a lightness, a lifting of heaviness, a freedom. Pains leave, problems leave, oppression leaves, all kinds of negativism leaves, and they get set free. In fact, the result is that people get healed, they get delivered, they are victorious over the works of the enemy when they cast out these spirits. And it's very important. Now, many people will say, when you cast out these spirits, where do they go? The Bible says that when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes out in dry places. Dry means uninhabited places. Seeking rest, finding none, he says, I'll return to my house in which I come out. If he finds it empty, swept, and garnished, he'll come back in with seven more wicked than himself. The state of the man will be worse than the first. Now, what does this tell you? It tells you that the spirits, when they go out of a person, they're going to go out in dry or uninhabited places. This means that they're going to go out basically away from the person, out in the expanse of space, so to speak, and they will look for a person to get into. If they can't find a person to get into who is committing that same kind of sin, let's say like you cast spirits of adultery out of someone, if they can't find someone committing the adultery right away to come into, they'll look for an opportunity to come back to the person who they came out of. In fact, they consider us their house. Notice it said that I'll return to my house. That's what the demon says. So they'll try to come back into the person. Now, they can't come back in, though, unless you open the door. That's why confession, repentance of sin, and walking with the Lord is a prerequisite. When you do that, you're not going to have any problems staying free. We've seen very few people have any problems staying free from being delivered. The only people we've had seen problems have staying free are those that walked in rebellion or turned away and continued in the ways of sin and would not walk with the Lord. The truth is, if they're continuing in sin, they're letting the spirits in anyway. You don't need to cast out to get worse. You just need to continue in sin, and you'll continually have these demonic spirits coming in, and it will bring destruction in a person's life. Some people think that, well, when I cast them out, I'm going to send them to the pit. You don't have authority to send them to the pit. The Bible says they go out in the uninhabited places, and they say they will try to return until the dispensation when Satan's going to be sent to that bottomless pit and tied up. We don't have authority to send demons to the pit. Demons have a free right to go around and to try to get into people if they will open the door through sin in this dispensation. So you need to realize you don't send them anywhere. You just cast them out, and they just automatically go out in the uninhabited places. And, of course, they are going to try to find someone else to get back in. How could they come back in? Through sin. Sin's the open door. If you don't fill yourself up with the things of God, and we need to fill ourselves up with the Word of God, we need to be doing what the Word says in order to stay free. Very important. Now, how are we going to cast these things out specifically? We're going to use our authority, and first of all, we're going to bind the devil and all demons within us and around us. That ties them up so we can spoil them, and that's the casting out of the spirits to eliminate their work. Secondly, we're going to confess our sins and receive forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. That brings us in right fellowship with the Lord, so we're right with Him. Thirdly, we're going to break any curses that have come upon us due to our own sins or inherited generational curses from the sins of the forefathers. This is important. Remember when we talked about the remission or the sending forth of the effect of sins? We have the authority to do that, and this is what you do to break the inherited generational curses. We remit the sins and the iniquities of the forefathers and all preceding generations that have influenced our life to break the legal hold the demons might have to operate in our life from the inherited generational curses or from sins in our own life. Having done this, these demons are defenseless. They have no legal right to work at you. They can't work at you from the inheritance line. They can't work at you from your own sin. The door is closed, and this is important. We also have renounced any occult involvement. We've also forgiven every person that's done wrong to us. We let go of all bitterness, resentments, and attitudes totally. We have totally dealt with every sin area in our life. This is all prerequisites for deliverance. Then having done this, we cast out the demonic spirits by commanding them to come out, by speaking to their function. As we command them to come out, they will leave as they release out like a breath, leaving you, coming out of you. And then we pursue the entire network of spirits. They can be in all kinds of areas of our life. They can be affecting us with anger. They can be affecting us with rebellion. They can be affecting us with depression. They can be affecting us with fear. They can be affecting us with all kinds of problems, addictive compulsive problems such as nicotine or alcohol or drugs or gluttony. We've ministered so much to people to help them get set free from these areas. Also, they can be there from sexual problems. They can be there from witchcraft. They can be causing physical problems in a person's life. We've seen so many people healed and delivered from demonic spirits to effect physical cures and healing, set free from pain or problems in a person's life. And as you continually cast them out and drive them out, it is a process. It's not a one-time thing. As you cast them out, and this is something that we do 5 days a week in ministering in our healing, deliverance, and counseling center to help people get set free. As you do that, the people are freed. They get set free from the bondages. They get healed. They get recovered out of all captivity, and they walk in victory as they walk in line with the Word of God. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses enforced by demonic spirits must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.